Track 8. And now we come to letters to the editor. There are three letters in the paper today. The first letter is a very long letter, and it is about national politics. And there's enough of that in the national papers, so we have decided not to read it.
Science versus politics. From Jeff Petty via email. The leaders of both the Conservative Party and Reform UK say net zero should be scrapped, but science is emphatic. Fossil fuel burning must be cut, and cut fast. Failing to do so will create more extreme weather, ravage agriculture, and leave parts of the world uninhabitable. This will lead to huge loss of life. 99% of scientists agree on this. If 99 doctors said, take this green pill or you'll die, and a few politicians said, don't bother, what would you do? Also, all the studies show it is cheaper to save the planet than to destroy it. Switching from fossil fuels to renewable energy could save the world as much as 10.2 trillion pounds by 2050, says a study from Oxford University. Right-wingers like to say the UK's emissions are small compared to China's. We are not expected to cut China's emissions, only our own. Let's get on with it, and fast.
Genevieve Madeira writes via email, homes must include nature. I am writing to express my strong belief that nature and housing development must go hand in hand, and to urge the government to prioritise this principle in planning policy and practice. As we face the twin crises of climate change and biodiversity loss, we must acknowledge the vital role that natural spaces play, not just for the planet, but for people too. Green infrastructure, such as trees, wetlands, meadows and wildlife corridors, should be considered essential components of all new housing developments, not add-ons. Well-planned access to nature improves physical and mental well-being, fosters communication and supports children's development. It can also mitigate flooding, improve air quality and support native wildlife. These aren't luxuries, they're basic ingredients for healthy, resilient communities. The government has an opportunity to lead the way in embedding nature into planning policy. This means mandating generous and meaningful green space, protecting existing ecosystems during development, and designing with long-term environmental sustainability in mind. Please take action to ensure that new housing developments contribute not just to housing targets, but to a greener, healthier, and more hopeful future for everyone.